Jesus in the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John. He told those Pharisees that did not the scripture say that you are gods? I just read it the other day. That's how I know it. And see, they were trying to make him trying to discredit him because he was telling them the truth about God, and all they was trying to do was say, we are Moses' disciples, Abraham descendant. He said, if you were Abraham, you would believe what I'm saying. He said, you are of the father of the devil. That's who you are, because you believe his lie. And so he said, thou had crowned him with glory and honor. And verse 6, you made him to have what? Dominion. Listen now. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hand. What is the works of his hand? Y'all got to get it. The moon, the star, the sea, the earth. So let's read some of the works of his hand. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep, ox, yea, beast of the field, birds of the air, fish of the sea, whatsoever passes through the passage of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic and glorious is your name in all the earth. In how much? I'm going to jump forward, and then I'm going to back up next week. Oh, Lord, how majestic is your name? Where? In all the earth. Wherefore, God has given him a name, which is above every name. And that name belongs to us because Ephesians said, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. How majestic is thy name in all the earth. And we are named the body of Christ. Kind of getting ahead of myself, but we'll recover here next week. But watch this. And he brought through Jesus, and I close with this. How did I do that, Lord? He brought Jesus. God got wrapped himself. That's a better way of saying it. Wrapped himself in flesh, so we couldn't come to him. But he wrapped himself in flesh and came to us. And when he did so, he removed from us that had us trapped and caused us not to be what he created us to be. And he took in his body everything that's caused us to be separated from him. And he took it to the place where he's going to send the fellow that caused it. Are y'all in the house? And when he left that place, he didn't bring it out. And the only reason why he is not in that place because he's here on Adam's lease. But he said, oh Lord. Oh Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. You remember, I told you, Satan is afraid of you. And that's why he does not want you to get the revelation that you are the name. You wear the name. You're part of the name. The Bible says you're the body of Christ. We are just like him. He's the head. Notice when Jesus completed, when Jesus completed his assignment, his mission, he accomplished everything. The Father, y'all got to get this. He had completed everything the Father sent him in the earth to do. Then in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, he said, now I want you to glorify me again with the same glory. The same glory I had with you before the earth was, before I laid aside my deity. But here's what I want you to see. And that's what he prayed. That's what God did. But and God raised him from the dead. Then at just 10 days prior to Pentecost, they stood out there on Mount Olive, out there outside of Jerusalem. They watched Jesus ascend into heaven. And he went out of sight. Two men stood by. Said the same Jesus you seen go into heaven, he's coming back. Now watch this. Then that same Jesus, when he took a seat at the right hand of God, are y'all in the house? He wouldn't leave you down here by yourself, but the Bible said he raised us up and made us sit together with him in heavenly places. By God, we've been raised up. It's time for us to rule from our authority. It's time for us to rule and take dominion. Stuff trying to come in your life. You tell him, I'm not an earthly vessel. I'm not an earthly being, should I say. I am from heaven above. I'll show it to you next week. I'm not an earthly being. I'm a heavenly being. I belong, so I am in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And you earthly being, you don't tell me what to do. I'm telling you what to do. Ursus. Y'all better come on. Ooh. Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. And I'm telling you that when we get to Revelation, that means sickness, disease of all kinds, they tell us that's incurable and all that. No, you can't reign here. You can't reign in my body. You can't reign in my life. Y'all go ahead and stand. I don't know if I helped you, but Lord Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.